This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. And joining me again in the studios about a year since their last visit, Andy Baxter, Kyle Yonke, it's Penny and Sparrow. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
This has been a very busy and successful year for you guys. Tell me first about this brand new record. It is called what?
Let a Lover Drown You. And it is the first album that we recorded, we wrote almost entirely on the road while we were touring for Struggle Pretty. And we recorded it in the Muscle Shoals area where we now live. And for whatever reason, this is a very unique record in the way that it was recorded. We decided to do it the way that our producer used to do his albums. And so it was Kyle and I inside of a studio in front of a few mics playing the songs just like we do live in a show.
It's actually just like this.
Yeah. Almost this is ideal. How we recorded them.
Is that an easier way for you to record, or did you find it to be a little bit more difficult to do it that way?
It just took a little transition because this is how we play live. Yeah. So playing like this was no different, but playing in a studio room where you can't really hear reverb or the natural sound of the room.
Kind of like this room.
Kind of like this room. This is legitimately exactly like how we recorded it.
Covered in foam.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also true. Lots of foam.
When you were here last, it had been about a year since you had moved into a place together in Austin, Texas, and were living in a house as a couple of couples, like a big bunch of friends that all were out on the road making music.
Thanks for that disclaimer. Just like a couple of friends,
yes.
Married, well, I remember living together in a house, totally normal.
Nothing weird.
Nothing weird.
No cult, nothing like that.
At the time, you said you were basically living out of a van because you were out on the road all the time. So what prompted the decision to sort of officially, unofficially relocate to Muscle Shoals?
We met a label that is out there. We met a hero of ours was out there and was the owner of the label, John Paul White, who him and Ben Tanner from the Alabama Shakes ended up producing the album. We went out there and visited Muscle Shoals, fell in love with it, and wanted to stay. There was no need to go anywhere else. It was so centrally located, so cheap rent. Everything was great about it.
John Paul White, for listeners that don't know the name, one half of Civil Wars.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a pretty good job of it over the years himself.
He's done okay.
And of course, Muscle Shoals, an historical music town, a great sound that comes out of there that's got its own unique characteristics.
True.
Did Muscle Shoals, the community, affect the sound of Penny and Sparrow songs?
In a very specific way, yeah. We had to have David Hood, one of the Swampers, come out and play bass on a few tracks, which was super strange and surreal. We had more than a handful of pinch me moments on this record. Like, you'd have this like out-of-body existential moment where I'm like, holy shit, John Paul is recording a song right now with us. He's singing on a track that Kyle and I wrote. That makes no sense. And then David comes in with his bass backpack traveler, like ambling into the studio, and just genius when he sits down. The fact that David Hood has ever heard our music at all is hilarious to me and makes no sense. So it absolutely affected and infected the album in a great way.
Penny and Sparrow are my guests live today in the JPR studios. Their new record is called Let a Lover Drown You. Information online at pennyandsparrow.com. All right, what do you guys want to do first today?
How about a song called Each to Each off that album?
If we're growing old, let us be. Marrow carry underground, shade and sin you settle down. If we got a while on borrowed time, well, death can wait impatiently. The dog has caught him up a tree, and I'll remind myself and my bride that I came here for the fight. Yes, I came here for the fight. No, the world is never right. And I came here for the fight. We'll measure out a life, both of ours, in arguments and coffee spoons, dancing in the living room. Every tiny word you sent to me, well, I've kept in keeping even still. Finger written windowsill, I breathe, and it shows what we both know, that I came. Yes, I came here for the fight. No, the world is never right. And I came here for the fight.
That is Penny and Sparrow live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The tune called Each to Each from the brand new record, Let a Lover Drown You. It's Andy Baxter and Kyle Yonke today live in the studios. Man, I am really glad you guys are back. That is beautiful. Good as the last time you were in here.
Your kindness is a confidence builder. So just keep this up and we'll get better.
It's well deserved. When you were an Austin-based band, and you still sort of refer to yourselves as an Austin band, even though you're now living in Muscle Shoals. Mm. I think, Kyle, you were talking about how Austin, as a community that supports music, has kind of a hermit crab thing going on with all of the venues, where they've got a 25-seat venue and a 45-seat venue and a 75. Mm-hmm. And you can just continue, as your career builds, you can just continue to grow and expand, hopefully, into those larger. Have you found anything else like that now that you guys have been out on tour regularly circling the country?
You mean depending on city?
Yeah.
Different cities that have that? Yes. Not a ton. I think that Austin will always be unique in its live music environment. But we've seen it because we've started to move from the smallest of rooms to the second smallest of rooms in some of these. And every single one of them is really great. There's not a ton, but all the ones that have that type of environment are fantastic.
Nashville's the only one that comes to mind immediately that has that many shells, like that has that many stair steps. Like, that makes it sort of terrifying from our end, because some cities don't have that many stair steps, and you're looking to go into the smallest venue to, like, the next smallest is like 250 more people, which is terrifying.
Yeah.
But it's also a pretty cool leap of faith to get to go and be like, well, let's make it work. Mm.
Before the tune, you mentioned John Paul White singing on songs that you guys wrote.
Mm-hmm.
But if you actually spend some time looking through the liner notes in the booklet of this new record, John Paul White is on guitar, he's on vocals, he's co-songwriter, he's producer.
We didn't sing at all, actually. It's him. Yeah. It's actually his record.
Well, we would sing them, and then he'd be like, oh, great job in the studio, guys. And he would just stay till late and just redo all the parts, just mute all of our channels. So he made us feel great, but it's not us.
It was pretty maddening to have, like, to be in the... the vocal booth, and he would give you a melodic note, and he would like come over the comm and be like, "Hey, fellas, one thing, I hope he hears this so he hears my impersonation. Fellas, one thing I think you ought to do is maybe just try singing it like this." And then he would sing over the mic.
Like an angel.
Yeah, and I'm like, "Shit, John, why don't you come down here and do it instead of me just rambling through this thing? Like, you're good enough. You just do it." So.
Well, you guys said that you were recording this very similar to the way you're arranged here in the studio. How long did it take you to knock out the 10 or 12 tracks that are on the record?
As a duo in this room, without putting any of the other instruments on it, I think we did all 12 in 4 days.
Wow. Yeah.
And there were 4 days that were like, yeah, you know what, let's show up at 1, eat some tacos, stop at 5.
Go get a drink.
Get a drink. Go get lunch at 2. So, this part was easy. And then John and Ben are just music genius. So they just got to, after we finished our part, got to play around. It was fun to see them pick up different instruments and have vision for each one of the songs.
Did they ever take your songs that you had already laid down, mm-hmm. and what ended up popping out of the machine at the end being considerably different than what you thought it was going to be?
Yes. The one that comes to mind specifically, never in a bad way, always in a way that was surprising and unique. Like, there's this very strange noise that happens at the end of Makeshift, and the tail of which is, like, super long, like 25 seconds longer than you expect it to be. And when Ben Tanner was in the studio, like, making this weird-ass space laser noise, I remember being like, no, this is folk music, ? And loving the end result and how strange and unique and different it was. And so just from a production standpoint, not only did they bring so much to the table, but they brought so much ingenuity to the table. Like unexpected turns that made, in my mind, the record so much more interesting to listen to. And I think that's awesome.
Well, even the very beginning of the record starts in a somewhat unexpected way with those, four sort of downstrokes that are way more atonal than what the song ends up becoming.
Yeah. The reason that's there is, that's how Finery starts, just on the acoustic guitar. But anybody who played on the album, no matter what the instrument was, did those hits.
Really?
So it's every instrument on the record.
So it's an homage to the entire team that made the record. That's cool.
Yeah. And every it just started instrument. Off as like kind of a joke, because we were like, yeah, let's do that. That's going to be ridiculous. And they were like, we just did that. It sounds good. And now it's the first song on the entire album, and that's okay.
Right on. Penny and Sparrow are my guests today live on Jefferson Public Radio. That new record is called Let a Lover Drown You. PennyandSparrow.com is the website for more information on that one. All right, what are you guys going to do next?
Well, if it's all right with you, we'd like to do one cover song because it's one of our favorite songs ever.
Do y'all have people do covers on this?
Okay, sweet. Yep.
We're doing this on the road right now, and it's a lot of fun to play. So
Bieber tune?
Yes, it's Hoobastank.
So it appears our set list is leaked. That's fine. That's fine. This is a Patsy Cline song.
By and I fall to pieces. I fall to pieces each time someone speaks your name, and I guess I fall to pieces. But time only adds to the flame. Will you tell me to find someone else to love, someone who loved me too, the way you used to do? Well, I've tried and I've tried with somebody new, but you walk by and I fall to pieces. Well, I've tried and I've tried with somebody new, but you walk by and I fall to pieces.
That's Penny and Sparrow live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Let a Lover Drown You. PennyandSparrow.com is the web address, but you will not find that tune on that record. How long has that been in your repertoire?
About a month.
Yeah, right before tour, we were like, man, I think it was your dad that said we should cover it.
Should cover Pat's a Klein. But that doesn't sound like that.
I was like, that's a bit of a caricature, but yeah, that's how I heard it in my head.
Strangely, it sounds like John Paul White a little bit.
Yeah, really similar.
My dad is John Paul White.
Really.
is that maybe the only impression that you guys have?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the new deal, the new record label, the new management deal. 30 Tigers. Mm-hmm. 30 Tigers right now is the label on which you can find Jason Isbell, Patty Griffin, Lucinda Williams, Dylan LeBlanc, David Wax Museum, Josh Ritter, Wood Brothers, and Penny and Sparrow. This is the place to be right now. How did this all come about, and what has it meant for you guys in terms of change and new direction and all of that?
It's weird to say that we feel legitimate, because there are still days where I'm like, is this our job? Is this real? Like we said earlier, there's a ton of pinch me moments, but the relationship that we have formed with our record label and how we were like dated by them, like slowly courted over the series of a few months. Like we went out to write music with John at a lake house and just hang out and get to know him. And it ended up being a great fit. And we wrote great songs together. And then that burgeoned a whole bunch of cool relationships with Zach Bevel at 30 Tigers and Jim Flamia at All Eyes and all these other different people that have been born out of this great connection that we have with our label first and our management. And to say that we're flattered would be an incredible, incredible understatement. But it's awesome to feel this proud and this confident moving forward in the music that we're making.
I didn't ask this the last time that you guys were here, but where does Penny and Sparrow come from?
When we were starting off as a quote-unquote band, we would just play fundraisers for friends and nonprofits and just any event that really just our friends needed. And because of that, we used to go under the guise of any sports team. So we would show up and we'd be like, hey, we're the Utah Jazz. Happy to be here. We'll play some cover tunes for you. Or we're the Dallas Cowboys. Really any sports team.
We thought we were super funny.
We thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And then we started writing songs, and we played one that was a little bit more legit. And they were like, no, you can't be the Utah Jazz again, guys. You have to be a legitimate band. And our friend, who's also our roommate, used to be a writer, still does write short stories, poems, in the same room as us. And he wrote under the alias of Penny and Sparrow. And we just were like, you know what, let's just use that, not thinking forward at all. Luckily, I think it's still a great name, but the reason behind it was because he was already using it, and we thought that it'd be a cool thing to just have that as a creative outlet for anything that came out of the little room that we were in.
Has your friend stopped using it now that you have managed a level of success with it?
No, I don't know when the last time he contributed to the site was, but for the longest time, I mean, he's unbelievable. There was poems, short stories, potential screenplays all on this website. And I don't know when he last made anything up and wrote it on it. But
after the class action suit where we got paid just a crazy amount of money.
Right. Once we killed him,
yeah, he's not alive anymore. Outright, because we had to murder him for it.
Right, had but, to. It was the only option, as we mentioned earlier. But now we own the name, so it's great.
Yeah, just outright. Yeah, it's really easy and nice.
And a tour Ferrari out in the parking lot as a result of the lawsuit, right?
Yeah,
which is
everything
really impractical. Yeah. But you can't store shit in those things. But it's super pretty though. Super pretty.
Andy Baxter and Kyle Yonke. It's Penny and Sparrow live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Let a Lover Drown You. PennyandSparrow.com is the web address. You guys have stood up.
Not metaphorically. Now. If you're listening, we just got off our chairs. That's what he means.
There must be a reason. What are you going to wrap up with today?
Well, it's early, but I can't physically make the noises that I made on the other songs with this one, so I have to stand in order to sing this one.
This song has a small soft shoe performance in the middle of it. We have our shoes actually microphoned. Andy's really only,
is this me?
Keep an ear out.
And we're back here with the soft shoe board. I'm standing on top of it with my clogs, and it's going to be a fantastic show.
All right, and this is called what?
This is called Bed Down.
You know, in moments of weakness I could want you, but you don't make the shape or the blood of anything. Well, I swear and shake, you will not take, no, you will not take me. We'll put away that look, 'cause I've burned every touch you took, and I won't be tasting you. I know that you never gave a damn about me, but I know your body, all the appeal and all the pain. Well, I won't bed down with such a hate. Well, at least not anymore. Put away that look I've gathered and thrown away. Every touch you took, and I won't be tasting you. 'Cause I've been held too well since I left. Oh, I know I've been held too well since I left. Yes, I know I've been held too well since I left. Yes, I know I've been held too well since I left. I've gathered and thrown away every touch you took that I've burned. Oh, put away that look. I've gathered and thrown away every touch you took, and I won't be tasting.
That's Penny and Sparrow live today in the JPR studios. A tune from their brand new record just out called Let a Lover Drown You. It's Andy Baxter on vocals, Kyle Yonke vocals and guitar. Andy, Kyle, thanks again for coming by. It's good to see you again.
Always a pleasure.
Good to see you too, man.